Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Chicago's bustling Near West Side, a grand historic mansion stands as a testament to social reform and a beacon of hope for generations past. But beyond its noble purpose lies a darker, more mysterious reputation, one that has captivated storytellers and thrill-seekers alike. This is Hull House, founded by Jane Addams in 1889 to uplift the lives of working-class immigrants. While its humanitarian mission has been celebrated for over a century, whispers of the paranormal have persisted, adding an eerie twist to its legacy. At the center of this haunting lore is the chilling legend of the Devil Baby, a tale that gripped the city in the early 20th century and continues to intrigue visitors to this day. They came in droves, clutching their rosaries and searching for answers. Was a deformed, devilish child truly sheltered within Hull House? And why do the cries of a phantom infant still echo through its halls? As we dig deeper into the history of Hull House, we'll uncover tales of ghostly apparitions, inexplicable phenomena, and the cultural anxieties that gave rise to these legends. Could the haunting be real? Or is it the product of folklore and overactive imaginations? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Hull House was established in 1889 by Jane Addams and Ellen Gates Starr as one of the first settlement houses in the United States. Located in Chicago's Near West Side, the institution aimed to provide social, cultural, and educational opportunities for the area's immigrant population, many of whom worked in grueling industrial jobs. The house became a safe haven for those in need, offering programs ranging from language classes to arts and crafts, and it soon grew into a sprawling complex of buildings. The original structure, however, predated the settlement house movement by several decades. Built in 1856 by Charles Hull, the house bore a tragic history even before Jane Addams set foot in it. Hull's wife passed away within the home shortly after its construction, and rumors suggested her spirit never left. Over the years, subsequent tenants reported unexplained phenomena, objects moving, mysterious cold drafts, and the unsettling sensation of being watched. When Addams and Starr moved in, these stories persisted, laying the groundwork for Hull House's reputation as one of the most haunted places in Chicago. Jane Addams, a pragmatist and humanist, approached these tales with a mixture of curiosity and skepticism. In her writings, she acknowledged the house's haunted attic reputation, though she dismissed it as a quirk of local lore. Yet her dismissal did little to quell the growing whispers. Residents and visitors alike reported strange occurrences, faint footsteps echoing through empty halls, doors creaking open and shut without cause, and fleeting glimpses of a spectral figure clad in white, believed to be the ghost of Mrs. Hull. Despite these early ghost stories, it wasn't until 1913 that Hull House became the epicenter of one of Chicago's most infamous urban legends, the tale of the Devil Baby. The story began innocuously enough, circulating among the city's immigrant communities. Variations of the tale involved a devout Catholic mother and an atheist father whose union resulted in the birth of a monstrous child, one with horns, hooves, and glowing red eyes. According to the legend, the father, mocking the mother's religious beliefs, desecrated a religious icon, thereby cursing their offspring. This horrifying tale gripped the imagination of Chicagoans, and rumors spread like wildfire that the Devil Baby had been left at Hull House. Crowds gathered outside the mansion, demanding to see the cursed infant. Women, particularly those from immigrant Catholic and Jewish communities, were drawn to the house seeking proof of divine retribution or the fulfillment of a cautionary moral tale. Jane Addams, once again caught in the crossfire of myth and reality, denied the existence of any such child, but the denials only seemed to fuel the public's fascination. Addams herself grew intrigued by the social and psychological forces that gave rise to the legend. She noted that the story resonated particularly with women, many of whom came from cultures steeped in folklore and religious symbolism. In her essay on the subject, Addams reflected on the fears and anxieties that might have driven these women to believe in such a story, fears of motherhood, of divine punishment, or of moral corruption within their communities. The Devil Baby legend brought unintended consequences for Hull House. Though it attracted attention and increased visibility for the settlement's work, it also disrupted its operations. The steady stream of visitors overwhelmed the staff and detracted from their mission to serve the neighborhood's residents. Eventually, the hysteria subsided, but the story left an indelible mark on the mansion's legacy. While the Devil Baby saga was the most sensational episode in Hull House's history, it was far from the only paranormal claim associated with the property. The woman in white, thought to be the spirit of Mrs. Hull, remained a recurring figure in ghostly sightings. Staff and residents described doors slamming shut without warning, lights flickering inexplicably, and unshakable feelings of being watched, particularly in the attic. These early accounts formed the foundation of Hull House's haunted reputation, which has persisted to this day. Psychologists and historians have offered rational explanations for the phenomena. Some suggest that the house's eerie atmosphere could be attributed to its design, its creaking wooden floors, shadowy corners, and the drafty chill common in older buildings. Others point to the psychological impact of Hull House's history, with its associations of death, tragedy, and intense human emotions. Still, these explanations have not deterred those who believe that Hull House is genuinely haunted. As Hull House's reputation as a social institution grew, so too did its status as a place of mystery and intrigue. The combination of its noble purpose and dark legends created an aura of fascination that continues to draw visitors to this day. As the years passed, Hull House continued to attract visitors not only for its historical significance, but also for its reputation as one of Chicago's most haunted locations. While the Devil Baby legend was the spark that initially drew crowds, the stories of ghostly phenomena endured long after the legend faded. Visitors and staff alike began to share chilling accounts of their experiences, further cementing Hull House as a paranormal hotspot. One of the most frequently reported sightings involves the woman in white, believed by some to be the spirit of Charles Hull's wife who passed away in the home. Visitors have described fleeting glimpses of her figure on the staircases or standing silently by the windows. Others have reported hearing faint sobbing in empty rooms, a sound so distinct it led staff to search the house for its source, always to no avail. Another commonly cited phenomenon is the sound of a baby crying. Though the Devil Baby itself is a myth, the cries have been reported by multiple visitors, often in the dead of night when the house is otherwise silent. Some attribute this to residual hauntings, a theory in which traumatic events or intense emotions leave behind an energy imprint that replays itself over time. While skeptics argue that the sounds could simply be creaks of the old building or the distant noise of the city, the reports remain unsettlingly consistent. Paranormal investigators have taken a keen interest in Hull House, conducting studies to determine the validity of the hauntings. Teams armed with electromagnetic field, EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and audio recording devices have claimed to capture unusual activity. Some investigators report finding cold spots, unexplained fluctuations in EMF readings, or faint voices on recordings. What the paranormal community calls electronic voice phenomena, EVPs. These findings, while intriguing, have not provided definitive proof of supernatural activity, leaving the debate open. Adding to the intrigue are the personal experiences of Hull House staff. Over the years, employees have shared stories of hearing footsteps in deserted hallways, feeling a sudden chill in otherwise warm rooms, or sensing an invisible presence nearby. A particularly eerie account came from a guide who claimed to see a shadowy figure dart across the attic, an area long associated with the mansion's ghostly lore. The guide later discovered that other employees had reported similar sightings in the same location. Theories abound about the nature of Hull House's paranormal activity. One popular explanation is the idea of poltergeist activity, which posits that disturbances are not caused by spirits, but by the unconscious psychic energy of living individuals. This theory suggests that the emotionally charged environment of Hull House, filled with stories of hardship, hope, and tragedy, might amplify such phenomena. Others propose that the house's supposed hauntings are the result of confirmation bias. Visitors primed by the devil baby legend and the mansion's haunted reputation may be more likely to interpret natural occurrences as paranormal. The creak of a wooden floorboard, the draft from an old window, or even the power of suggestion could lead to experiences that feel undeniably real to those who witness them. Despite these rational explanations, the mystery of Hull House endures. For every skeptic who dismisses the hauntings, there is a believer who shares a first-hand story too vivid to ignore. One visitor recounted feeling an inexplicable weight pressing on their chest while standing in the parlor, an experience they described as both terrifying and unshakable. Another described a series of photographs taken inside the house in which an inexplicable orb of light appeared in frame after frame. Interestingly, Hull House's status as a museum has not diminished its mystique. In fact, the preservation of its historical artifacts seems to enhance the eerie atmosphere for some visitors. Portraits of Jane Addams and other key figures stare out from the walls, their eyes seemingly following guests as they move through the rooms. The old furniture and period decor, while fascinating for history enthusiasts, contribute to the sense that time stands still within Hull House, a characteristic often associated with haunted spaces. Today, Hull House serves as a powerful juxtaposition of two narratives, one of social progress and reform, the other of ghostly legends and paranormal intrigue. Its museum staff emphasize its historical significance while acknowledging the fascination with its haunted reputation. Guided tours often address both aspects, weaving together a story that is as complex as it is captivating. Ultimately, whether Hull House is truly haunted remains an open question. What is undeniable, however, is its ability to evoke a sense of wonder and curiosity. For some, it is a place where history comes alive, revealing the struggles and triumphs of those who walked its halls. For others, it is a doorway to the unknown, a space where the veil between the living and the dead feels tantalizingly thin. Hull House is a unique place where history and legend intertwine, creating an aura that has fascinated people for over a century. Its origins as a settlement house founded by the indomitable Jane Addams are a testament to the power of human compassion and social reform. Yet its darker reputation as a site of ghostly phenomena and chilling urban legends adds a layer of intrigue that even the staunchest skeptic finds hard to resist. The stories of the devil baby, the woman in white, and unexplained cries echoing through its halls challenge us to consider the line between folklore and reality. Is Hull House truly haunted? Or are these phenomena the product of human psychology, our need to find meaning in the unexplainable? Perhaps the true power of Hull House lies in its ability to inspire, to provoke questions, and to draw us into the mysteries of the past. As we've explored, there are rational explanations for many of the reported occurrences. Creaky floors, drafts in old architecture, or even the collective imagination of visitors primed by legend. But just as many compelling personal accounts defy easy dismissal. Is it possible that the emotional intensity of the lives lived and lost within Hull House left an imprint on its walls? Or is it simply that the stories themselves are the ghosts haunting our collective memory? Whether you believe in the paranormal or lean on the side of reason, one thing is certain. Hull House has left its mark, and its stories will continue to stir curiosity for generations to come. Its legend is a reminder of the power of place, of history, and of the human imagination. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.